Utah paleontologists are telling the world about a quarry of fossils they've been unearthing in northeastern Utah. It offers clues about what life was like during a mysterious period of time in the American West. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Dan Shuri is the park paleontologist at Dinosaur National Monument. He and a colleague spotted the site a few years ago while searching eastern Utah for clues about life in the West around 200 million years ago. Shuri says they were surprised to see an oasis in the fossilized sand dunes, and even more surprised to find bones, more than 11,000 of them so far.
It's almost as though if you had a mural and the middle section of the mural was missing. And now we finally are able to start painting in what that missing part of the mural looks like.
The scientists are dubbing it the Saints and Sinners site, and they found some odd characters, like the bizarre drapanosaur that's never before been found in a desert, and the triplets, a trio of Spinosuchians, which Turi describes as running, foot-long crocodiles that were found huddled together. They also discovered the skull and wingtip of a pterosaur, a flying reptile with big teeth and powerful jaws.
Triassic pterosaurs are extraordinarily rare. In all of the world, there are only 27 specimens known from the Triassic. And most of those consist of just a single bone, like a neck vertebra.
That's Brooks Britt, a geology professor at Brigham Young University, who's also part of the team that's studying the bones and the site itself. Last week, he presented what the collaborators have found so far at the annual meeting of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology. Judy Fays, KUER News.